Leia is dancing. Her studio is a large hall of an old factory. The room is brown and gray. Large coils of steel wire are stacked on the floor. Some cables lurk in the corners like dangerous snakes. And there are chains. Chains of all sizes.
We are known for high quality products. It's our tradition and people trust us. It's a world of lifting equipment. It's serious business.
Leia Benedicic is in her early 40s. She stands out in her suit jacket and beige lacy dress. She is the CEO, and this is her factory, IB Vilesce. And she's showing me around.
As you can see, it's pretty heavy. I need to have strong men in here.
Did you become stronger since you work here?
For sure, in a different way.
Leia is proud of this factory that makes steel wire ropes and lifting chains. Her late father founded this place, and she used to visit him here as a child. How does she feel when she looks around the great hall?
I definitely feel my father here. It's his legacy. And I feel the tradition of Lesce, of Veriga Lesce, all the people that put their time and their work into this. And then I feel my own role here, my own goals and vision, and I feel my co-workers and yeah.
Her path to the present was not a straightforward one. Leia studied sociology of culture and Chinese language. And at the time, she would laugh at the idea of leading the factory. No way, she had to see the world. After her studies, she spent a year in China and a few months in Taiwan.
I lived in Australia for half a year, Zambia for 3 months and 1 month in Tanzania, where I was working on project Football for Development. And no, I don't know how to play football.
And then Leia started exploring spirituality and meditation.
First, I was traveling throughout the world. Then I started to travel inward. All of this was happening at the same time, traveling, exploring myself. And I love dancing.
In fact, Leia invented her own type of dance.
So you're listening to your own body and you're following yourself. In this form of dances, you cannot say, I cannot dance or I don't have a rhythm, because everybody's got their own dance, their own rhythm.
In dance, traveling and meditation, Leia found her freedom.
I wanted to do dance workshops and I wanted to follow my heart. And of course, money was always the issue with these things. So I was quite struggling, and at that time I couldn't find work.
That's where Leia's father comes in. He had retired a few years earlier, and his replacement lacked dedication to the company and its people. Leia's dad was looking for solutions. Maybe Leia could come help.
He was all the time starting this conversation, but I didn't really feel it, you know, it's not my world.
Months went by. Finally, they found a fix. Leia would try leading the company together with the existing CEO. At least that was the idea. But then she arrived to work on her first day. The CEO was gone. He took some clients too. Leia found herself sitting in her new office with no idea what to do.
I needed to decide, will I stay there? And I had this deeper feeling, intuition that I developed before through dance meditation, that I'm here, I'm awake, I'm present, and I need to be there, not from obligation to my father, and not because this is the right thing to do, but I just knew I have to do this.
The first couple of months were tough. This was a place for work and nothing else. Leia had no management knowledge or experience, but she had other qualities, and she put them to good use. She encouraged communication in weekly meetings, put flowers in the offices. Slowly, she established mutual trust among co-workers. Her father stood by her side, but she was the one making the decisions.
Of course, there comes anxiety, there comes pressure. Sometimes there's a lot of work. When you are responsible also for others, this feeling multiplies. But I recognize this in myself really fast. I don't wait. I find people who can help me. And I help myself. Even a walk in the nature sometimes makes a miracle.
Do you ever dance here or relax in a dancing-like way?
Definitely. I also dance downstairs when nobody sees me because still this is a serious company. But I also encourage my coworkers. I said, go there and dance a little bit or go outside and have a short walk. I always encourage people to move.
Maybe you could show me a little bit?
These kind of dances are not to perform, but still, you know, you just like relax a little bit your head, and then I relax my shoulders a little bit, and all this tension from muscle goes away when I move my body in this way. So I get new energy and I get new ideas with that as well, and I'm a kinder person in this way.
She says she wouldn't go back to her life before the company. Leia is happy here. Freedom is not something you find in the world. It comes from the inside.
I learned so much. I broadened my horizons. I look at things totally differently now and also at life. So I'm grateful for my father that he created this and grateful to myself that I choose this and to my team of co-workers because they are really great support and help and yeah.
In her office, Leia leans back in her chair, enjoying the sunlight coming through the window. This is her safe space, with flowers, paintings and bright yellow walls. From time to time, a loud buzz from the factory machines pierces the silence and shakes the ground. She doesn't seem to mind. On her desk, I notice two photos. She smiles when she looks at them.
This is my son, 4-year-old son, and other one is my father, who built this company. I mean, he created this company.
There is no doubt. These two people give her the inspiration to keep going. In a few hours, Leia will pick up her son from kindergarten. They might walk to the playground or go to the lake. Then they will head home. One day, she might travel the world again. But at the moment, Leia is present. Right here. Right now. Dancing. And her studio is a large hall of an old factory. From Lesce, this is Teja Klaubchar.